Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, September 30th, 2013, and today's podcast is about Obamacare, the act that the Congress and the Senate of the United States is spending so much time debating, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, threatening now to shut down the U.S. government because the House refuses to raise the debt ceiling until they get some relief from what they want on Obamacare. Well, what is Obamacare? Since it is upon us, it is scheduled to start tomorrow, October 1st. It is a system of health care insurance, or medical care insurance would probably be a better term for it, that insures four different types of people. Number one, those who have no insurance or who have very little insurance are required to register in online exchanges run by the states and the federal government starting tomorrow through March of 2014. That is number one. Number two are those who already have private insurance. They get to keep their policies. It's just that the premiums will be much higher. Number three, those who are insured through their employers, and number four, those who are on Medicare or soon will be on Medicare. This act is going to insure all those people, whether they like it or not. The government, as I said, now debating raising the debt ceiling to allow the government to borrow more money so it can pay its bills. It needs to be able to pay the interest on the $17 trillion it is already borrowed, talking about taking on a massive new spending bill called Obamacare. The Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan, very conservative group, says it will cost $1 trillion over the next 10 years. We will see if that is accurate. Second, Obamacare, not authorized by the Constitution, of course, but who cares anymore what the Constitution says? It is a violation of the rule of law, if for no other reason than the fact that Congress has exempted itself from the effects of Obamacare. They did not want to be affected by it, but they want us to be affected by it. That is the way Congress works in this day and age. The law is for us, not for them. Well, Obamacare is a reality. Whether we like it or whether we don't like it, whether we believe the promises of government or whether we don't, it is a reality that starts tomorrow, and so we have to deal with it. What is it really about? Well, that category of people I told you, the uninsured and underinsured, estimated 20 to 30 million of them, will be insured whether they like it or not. They don't have to buy insurance, but they have to either buy insurance or pay a premium. However, the penalty, the fine, whatever you want to call it, Chief Justice Roberts called it a tax. So we call it a penalty or a tax, will be lower than the premiums they will be required to pay. So many people will not buy the insurance, except the government steps in and says, we will pay it for you. That is the way it's going to be, a very costly and burdensome thing. The other people, all the people who are insured, have their premiums go up so that the cost of insuring the now uninsured will be socialized throughout the entire system by force. That is the essence of Obamacare. Along with it, there is a national patient independent review board. This board is set up to review the decisions of who gets what treatment. Those on Medicare, for example, This board will review whether or not they get the high-tech treatments that are available today, whether Medicare wants to pay for it or not. The medical database that is also set up by this board for all medical records to be fed into will provide the data mining and data gathering for the independent review board to make its decisions. Those are questions that have to be answered, because since it's not possible to pay for this act, there has to be some way to hold down cost and to hold down the cost of insuring and covering those people who are not covered. The government tells us that no one will be denied coverage, and I assume that is true. It's just that they do not say that no one will be denied treatment. They can't say that because that is why this independent review board is set up, to deny treatment. Its decisions are completely independent. There is no appeal from its decision, no appeal to Congress or to the judiciary or even to the voters, because the members are appointed, not elected. Its decision as to who lives and who dies is final. You can call that a death panel if you want to or not. The government says no. Call it whatever you will. The fact is, it is there. It is gathering data from all your medical records and from all the other databases that the government keeps on each of us that we are all very familiar with. This is the way Obamacare is working, a massive new cost, massive new groups of people coming in to the same medical infrastructure, the same numbers of doctors, hospitals, nursing homes, etc. Many doctors retiring early, leaving the profession, many hospitals worried that slowdowns in government reimbursements will cause their demise. So reduced numbers of physicians and hospitals and et cetera to cover massive new influx of patients. How is all this going to work? Well, it won't. That's my prediction. And that's the way I see it. Monday, September 30th, 2013. This is Darrell Castle, folks. Until next time, thanks for listening.